Broadway Station, 45 revolution per minute recording.
What eye is here? That ugly there, step the vapors off. Yeah, but snumskis, you know, snumskis, so snummy one, and I, you know, one dog zitted air, if in it. Last is the store, and down to the so the valve, you know, snitter down here, still other than it. Nor ask you, boy, not here, wolf, numb knees, gear, beast, nor egg, you're after me now, who's in this, and brother, ask, old ass, you're wolf, the half, you know, knees, and the leaf, so all green, the rest, you're all green, the apples.
Hi, JD coming at you again. Right here in the studio with me, I have Creedence Clearwater Revival. I'm going to ask the boys some heavy questions, so it's time to just get right on. John Fogerty, the name Creedence Clearwater Revival is quite an unusual one. How did you come up with it?
Well, it was back in the winter of 97. It was an unusually cold Christmas Eve, and I was sitting by the fire, wondering where I was going to go next. Suddenly there was a knocking at the door. I put down my pipe and went through the door. I wasn't quite sure what was the answer.
Hey, that's a great story. Stu, you boys have been together for more than 11 years. How did you first get started, and what did you do in those long, lean years before Susie Q?
Well, Mr. J, Doug usually answers that question.
It all started in
Mrs. Stark's music room. John was playing piano, I fell by. Wanted to play drums. Next thing I knew, I was in Lucille's front room, jamming and cramming. Next thing I knew, I was in Stuart's rumpus room, popping and stopping, and he was in the band, piano playing fool. Well, Tom and I and John and Stu and Frank and Hardy went down to the boys' club, Hardy and Frank were out with me. Set up, and Tom made more than we did, playing cards in the back room. Next thing I knew, we were out this time, in the field of the band.
And about 3 weeks later, Susie Q came out.
Fellas, there must have been many disappointments. Was there ever a time when you wanted to give up?
No.
Not really.
Kidding.
Right on. John, I heard you talk of many of the early rock stars. Which ones influenced you the most?
Oh, I had many favorites, Mr. J, but I never let them influence me. You see, I'm original. I was born with my own style.
Hey, that's out of sight. Garovey.
This is the end of side one. Turn me over.